most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top 6 ways to celebrate your birthday at Walt Disney World. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 2 of the World of Walt podcast, Make the Most of Your Walt Disney World Vacation, for the week of January 4th, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a bit of Disney magic. Before we dive into today's topic, please stick around till the end of the show. I've got some information on how we can stay in touch and some important details on how you can win a great prize just for listening. Today we have a very interesting topic. We all get older and we can't stop that, but we can enjoy the journey along the way, and one way to do that is by celebrating our birthdays. There may be no better place to celebrate your birthday than Walt Disney World. To help me explore this topic today, I'd like to welcome someone who helps a lot of people plan their celebrations of all kinds at Walt Disney World, Jess Hayes. Jess, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk to you today.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Thank you for being here. So before we get into the topic for today, I'd like to start off with a warm-up question. It's easy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's your warm-up question. Dole Whip or Mickey Ice Cream Bar?
A very challenging question, but I am a fan of the Dole Whip. I'm going with Dole Whip.
I don't blame you. I see those things everywhere. Every time I'm in Adventureland, I also see a huge line of people waiting to buy them.
Yes.
For me, I'd have to say I'm a Mickey ice cream bar kind of guy myself. Anything with chocolate on top of it can't be bad in my book.
Exactly. Can't go wrong with that.
Cool. All right. Well, let's jump into our topic today, the top 6 ways to celebrate your birthday at Walt Disney World. Jess, what do you think for your first item?
Okay. The first thing I'm going to talk about is something that's free. So free is always good. And it is the birthday button. You can get a birthday button at guest services or when you check into your hotel, and it's free. You just wear it, and it kind of gives the cast members that idea that you are celebrating your birthday, and possibly they will create a magical moment or even just wish you happy birthday. It can make the day a whole lot better. I've worn my birthday button plenty of times, and that's worked out really well for me. I've had several magical moments from wearing my birthday button, so I highly recommend doing that.
That is a great first item. Actually, that was number 1 on my list, too. It's it's free. It's a fun souvenir. And just as someone, even if it's not my birthday, I like to wish a happy birthday to people when I see that they're wearing their button.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's all part of the fun.
Yeah. It's fun for the person wearing it, fun for everyone else around them, too. That's a great item. Okay, number 2. It's my turn. This is one that I personally have not done, but I am planning to do it. It's something that you can do with notice or without notice, and you can do it at pretty much any table service restaurant around Walt Disney World, and that is ordering a birthday cake. I know that even without notice, almost all sit-down restaurants have a stock of 6-inch cakes in chocolate and vanilla. Won't be anything too fancy, but hey, any cake is good cake. But if you plan ahead a little bit with a 3-day notice, you can get a custom birthday cake at just about any table service restaurant. And really, the sky is the limit, and the budget is the only thing that's going to stop your imagination from taking off. I have seen pictures of some incredible birthday cakes that the Disney pastry chefs make. So birthday cake, no notice, great notice. That's my number 2 item.
Yeah, really, really good option there. And it's always good, as a side note there, to make sure that you note on your reservations, your dining reservations, that you are celebrating something. It's good to give the cast members at the restaurant a heads up, and that way they know that to expect that you're going to be celebrating. And again, magical moments, you never know when they're going to happen.
Yep, that's a great tip, especially telling people that it's going to be your birthday when you make your reservation. You just never know what you might get as a result.
Yeah, definitely. The next thing I had on my list here, and this can be for a first-timer, but I kind of think maybe more towards your seasoned Walt Disney World traveler to celebrate a birthday, is booking some sort of special tour or experience, something that maybe you're not going to do on every trip, you know, something a little bit indulgent, a little more costly maybe. But there's so many that they offer at Disney, and I've been lucky enough to do quite a few of them. And certainly the age of the person that's celebrating is going to be a factor, but the Keys of the Kingdom tour is wonderful, the backstage safari over at Animal Kingdom, the Wild Africa Trek, and then, of course, things like the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, Pirates League, and the Richard Petty Drive-Along, which you can do at 6 years old. So there's really some good options there and great ways to celebrate or mark a special occasion.
Those are great examples, and great minds think alike. I had that on my list, too.
Good thing we have several on these lists.
I was thinking about things like spa experiences. It can be as simple or as inexpensive as a manicure for around $65 these days, or as big as something called the Grand Getaway for nearly, you know, $450. You can have half a day at the spa and get the full treatment. I have it on my bucket list to do that Richard Petty experience someday. You know, I will probably never own a Ferrari or a Lamborghini myself, but for $200, I think taking a ride in one would be pretty awesome.
Right. And, you know, and so what's really cool, and I've had some clients that have been able to do this, the kids can do this at 6 years old. And there are a lot of princess themed things and things that are more geared towards girls. But this is something that if you have a son and he's into those Pixar cars, for $60, he can do a ride along in a car themed like those Pixar cars. That's not too expensive. And what an awesome thing to do for a birthday.
Oh, I think a kid would love something like that. It would make a great memory.
Yeah, definitely.
Good one. Special experience. Yeah, and there are a lot of them out there. Okay, we're on number four. So my number four is something that many people will do on a Disney vacation anyway. But for me, it just seems a little bit more special when you check it out on your birthday, and that is fireworks. I am a huge fan of fireworks, and I think Disney does fireworks better than anyone else. I've heard that they're the biggest consumer of fireworks in the world, and I can believe it with all the shows that they have. I've heard rumors here and there that wishes may get replaced someday. It's okay if that happens. I'm sure what they come up with will be great. But wishes, one of my top favorite experiences to do at the Magic Kingdom and in all of Walt Disney World. It's something I'm going to do even if it's not my birthday. But if it is my birthday, I just kind of imagine that they're doing those fireworks just for me. So fireworks, one of my favorite things to check out on a birthday trip.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely something to check out on your birthday. I mean, what makes any celebration better than fireworks?
Exactly.
So, the next thing that I was going to talk about is a couple of experiences that I've had go along with this, and that's making sure to have some sort of birthday celebration meal, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, it doesn't matter. And I've had a few that really stand out to me, and I've been lucky enough to celebrate lots of birthdays at Disney. One of them is 1900 Park Fair, and I recommend this as a birthday breakfast. And the reason for that is because the Mad Hatter is there at breakfast, and when it's your birthday, he is just so funny because, you know, as we all know, he celebrates 364 unbirthdays every year. So he makes kind of a big fuss when it is your birthday, and it's really fun. And they give you a cupcake and a card, and it's really fabulous. And the other one I wanted to mention was Beaches and Cream. It's kind of off the beaten path. You know, it's over there at the beach club, so you kind of have to seek it out. But I went there once for my birthday. I was wearing my birthday button. They knew it was my birthday. I ordered a sundae at the end of my meal, and they all of a sudden, the sirens started going off, the lights went down, there was all this music, and they were bringing out my sundae and a balloon. So I wasn't expecting that, but it was really, really cool. And they did comp my sundae, which was really nice, so free ice cream. But I just wanted to mention those two to start with, fabulous places to celebrate your birthday, but anywhere you book on Disney property is going to be great for a birthday.
I think that is a wonderful idea. I've been to Beaches and Cream several times. I am, like I mentioned before, an ice cream guy, and it's got great ice cream, a fun environment. It's kind of small and intimate, so one of my favorite places. But character meal, that's a great idea too. No better way to start your day than with a big hug from a Disney character.
Oh, definitely. And I really, especially on birthdays, I really like the face characters that can actually talk and interact with the guests because they really do make some special experiences.
I agree. Great one. Okay, we're down to number six. So my number six is one that I've got to admit I have not done and may never be able to do, but I think it's a great option for those who have the means, which may not be a whole lot of us, but it's kind of cool to know it's there. And that is, Disney Event Services can pretty much do anything you can dream up if you have the budget to support it. If you want jugglers, magicians, classical musicians, they can pretty much do anything. So if you've got, a boatload of money in the bank and a really special birthday, some friends to celebrate it with, the sky really is the limit at Disney World. They've got so many different types of artists, people who can come up with special meals. They can deck out event spaces. So for people who want to really go all out and have the wallet to make it happen, Disney Event Services can make anything come true.
Absolutely. That's a really, really good one. And, along with the event services, also Disney Floral and Gifts is a great place to call to have something special, you know, designed and delivered to the room. So you've got all kinds of options at Disney for your birthday.
Good point. Yeah, I may never be able to afford an army of jugglers coming to my birthday, but I could probably afford some flowers or some cookies delivered to my room. So good one.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we have made it through our list of the top six ways to celebrate your birthday at Walt Disney World. Number one was to get the free I'm celebrating my birthday button. Number two, a birthday cake. Number three, taking a special tour. Number four, fireworks. Number five, a special meal, like at 1900 Park Fair. And number six, checking out Disney Event Services if you have the means to do so. Good list, Jess. Thank you very much for going through it with me.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed it.
So, Jess, if people are interested in getting in touch with you and learning more about the things that you do, can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. I plan vacations to Walt Disney at Disney Cruise Line and Adventures by Disney, and you can contact me via email at jess@pixievacations.com. And please let me know that you heard about this on the podcast and through World of Walt.
Jess, great. Thank you very much. And I've heard nothing but wonderful things about the people who have used your travel planning services. So highly recommend them and appreciate your sharing that information with us.
Great. I'm so thankful that you heard such good things.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like a boat. While we've made it through the list of the top six ways to celebrate your birthday at Walt Disney World, the conversation isn't over. I'd love to hear what you think about our list. Do you have a different idea? Would you like to add something to the list? You can. Visit the show note page at worldofwalt.com/2 or worldofwalt.com/Disney Birthday. That page works great for desktops, tablets, and smartphones. Leave your comment in the comments section and check out what other folks think as well.
Come on! We've got some wishes to grant!
Did you enjoy today's podcast? If so, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the iTunes store and rate, review, and comment on the podcast. Did you think today's podcast was a stinker? Well, if so, don't rate it on iTunes. Actually, in either case, I would love to hear from you. It's easy to stay in touch with me. Let me know what you think about today's show, or just stop by and say hi. Here are some great ways to stay in touch with me. Number one, you can send me an email to info@worldofwalt.com. Number two, leave a voicemail message for me using your good old telephone at 407-391-5023. Number three, leave a voicemail message online at worldofwalt.com/voicemail. or number 4, follow me on social media. On Facebook, I'm at facebook.com/worldofwalt, and on Pinterest, I'm at pinterest.com/worldofwalt. I'd also like to invite you to take place in a very special contest that's open to people who listen to this podcast and visit the show notes page. Head over to the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/2 or worldofwalt.com/DisneyBirthday. You can enter to win 3 great prizes. That includes a $100 Disney gift card, Lou Mangiello's latest book, 102 Ways to Save Money For and at Walt Disney World, and all 6 of Lou's audio walking tour guides. It's easy to enter by following the simple directions on the page. It's my way of saying thanks for listening. In closing, I'd like to give you my heartfelt thank you for spending a little bit of your time with me today. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits worldofwalt.com. On the website, you can find interesting Disney articles, enter sweepstakes for great Disney prizes, and you can chat with other folks who like Disney in the forums, and comment in the comments sections. By listening here and visiting on the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that's pretty cool. Thank you very much for being a part of it. So until next time, my friends, may God bless you.
At the end of every day, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.